Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. This is another edition. The Brilliantly Dumb. So we're back. We're better than ever. It's a new year. It's the same Joey Cold Cuts. And still.
Hi, Robert. Not
the full group in the chat today, Joey D.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't want to point fingers or anything. I've been late the last couple of times, so who am I to say anything? But Mikey's schedule over the holidays has not been the easiest to accommodate. That's all I'm going to say. I know he's got a family. I know. Trust me, I'm going to hear all the voices come jumping on my neck. I know. I get it. But, okay, here we go. Okay, that's good. This is good for the program. Very good for the program. Well, look at the old school throwback bear down hat. We have not seen that in years.
Well, good morning to you, Michael.
New year, new me.
You know what it is he's embracing the Bears now more than ever because they're actually decent this year. And, I mean, as far as Mikey's concerned, they're ready to win the Super Bowl.
That's
saw four posts after one utter win.
Fabrication. Well, I have to produce content for Bears fans who've been following me for the last almost 10 years, so they deserve it. They deserve it. They deserve a little moment of light in what has been otherwise a dark, cavernous, pitch black cave of despair with this team that has been the last 10 years.
What, Mikey? In all honesty, the Bears, you guys are in a fun spot right now.
Yeah, they are. They definitely, I mean, listen, you got the number one overall pick thanks to the Cardinals beating the Eagles, which was preposterous. So they got the number one overall pick. They got a top 10 pick of their own. And, I mean, they've been winning games. And they, you know, Fields looks great. Defense looks great. They got a chance to knock their rivals out of the playoffs this weekend. It's going to be interesting.
That breezy shirt that Mikey has on right now, do you have that shirt?
He's got stuff before I do all the time.
Me too. I don't have. He's got more shirt. Do you know how many times I've had
I've never even seen the prototype for that shirt.
Did you see the Gatorade breezy that he had on the other day?
Oh, the Gatorade breezy slaps, bro. I love this guy's shirt.
Getting packages. It's unbelievable.
You know what it is? He probably sent Brett some lobsters for the Feast of the Seven Fishes, and then Brett's just been sending him stuff that I've never even, quite frankly, I've never even seen this stuff before.
I sent him a picture of a screenshot of Mikey. I said, hey, you guys can get this shirt. By the way, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over there at Breezy Golf. You can head on over to breezygolf.com. Anything and everything. If you can't find it, he probably has it. That's breezygolf.com. And Joey D currently repping a mug that says Big Gummy Guy. I repeat, Big Gummy Guy.
You know who sent me this? It's a good friend, Smigsy.
He has mugs now, huh? That's pretty nice.
Well, yeah. He said it's like a Christmas. I think it's just like a gratitude thing.
That'd be good for the segment.
You know what's wild with Smigsy's gummies is you don't know how they're gonna hit. Like one smacks you a whole lot harder than another one will. So you don't know what you're getting. Not that we would partake in.
Well, you know why, Bob? Because you bite it off to do like a half, and your halves are not always proportionate. So like sometimes it's a little bit bigger. I always take a full one, and I'm always in the clouds after.
Should get Bob like a pill cutter, like the elderly use for Christmas, so he could perfectly portion out his gummy intake.
There's truly nothing like football Sunday when all the guys are together, you're watching the games, and one of those little guys just starts smacking you, and like games are going good. It is the greatest feeling in the world because the highs are just so high. Now, if you have a bad week, then it's not as fun, but
I have had the Jet has been, go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
That's it.
I was going to say is I've had the Jet on my couch the past week. He has an apartment down the road. He's been on my couch for the past week, and it's been really enjoyable. I've liked to have him there. He just sits on my couch and bitches about every single thing known to man, like cornerbacks not turning around when the ball's in the air. He had a problem with the Alabama marching band at halftime. He didn't know why there was a marching band on the field, which is the craziest thing that I've ever heard. He's got a problem with college football halftimes. You think the halftimes are too long?
They're long.
And then he's got an issue that NBA coaches don't wear suits anymore. And he said that the second the league went downhill was the second where they started allowing coaches to wear like jumpsuit. He's been on my couch complaining for a week straight.
I saw that tweet about the NBA coaches in the suits. That was really good. I kind of did like the era when the coaches, even in football, would wear suits on the sideline. I thought it was a nice touch, honestly.
What's his name, the guy from Minnesota is an idiot for wearing a full tie and from the University of Minnesota.
PJ Fleck?
I didn't say he
was an idiot for wearing that. I just said that.
He parades down the sidelines wearing a full suit.
Here's the thing about it, though. If you're going to wear the suit, I mean, you got to start winning games. That's the problem. That's true. PJ,
he does look fresh.
He looks great, but he's got to start winning games, though. That's the problem. that's the problem.
Yeah. You know, the thing with all the Jets points, too, any point he makes, at first it like sounds ridiculous, and then you sit on it for a second, you're like, yeah, he's kind of right.
You let it marinate a little bit.
Yeah, you got to let it sit a little bit. Mikey, do we have an update on your back? Because are you going, like, do you have to go to work moving forward? Like, what's the update?
Yeah, I have my follow-up tomorrow, actually, with my neuro. So I'm going to find out tomorrow. I finally got all my stuff back from the hospital. Somebody's going to finally look at all of it, you know?
Selfishly, I kind of hope it goes terribly. Because having Mikey available at all hours of the day has been wonderful. It really has, Bob. Nice. We could do the podcast in the mornings, which always hit better. You know, if there's been a lot of morning bowl games and stuff on, he's dialed in early. Like, it's a better Mikey we get at the compensation of his back. I mean, I hope it's not terrible. Like, I hope he can still maneuver. But I hope we could ride it out for at least a couple more weeks.
I will say,
this guy is so sick, man.
You know what I'm saying, though? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we get.
Listen. I would love. I if I could just, you know,
you're spending more time with Dom, and it'll be.
Yeah.
It's a win for everybody.
No. Listen, it certainly has been. It's been good, but I really would like to get back to, like, you know, my physical ways. You know, doing things the way I like to do things, but. Now, it certainly has been good to spend some time, especially this time of the year, with the family. I spent a lot more time with the kids and with Holly and everybody, and it was good. And I do think I'm able to concentrate more on the content side, which is a lot of fun for me. I enjoy it. But you know, duty calls, you know, and I gotta do what I gotta do until I don't have to do it anymore. I guess it's the best way I could put it.
Did you see the Chinese order? I mean, Mikey takes his New Year Chinese order. It looked like he just got back from Home Depot. I mean, the way that they put this big old box, I mean, it's just, it was a wild, wild order.
It's his favorite meal of the year. One of them, anyway.
It is.
It's probably two right behind Christmas Eve. And the fact that they happen so close to each other is, you know. But I got to tell you, I feel like I should be wearing a bra today. That's how fat I feel today. Like, I feel
you look
like,
good. Maybe it's like just that breezy hoodie.
It could be.
That we don't have.
Hey, Bob, by the way, if Mikey doesn't ever go back to his job, he could just become a full-time breezy model. I mean, he's got stuff that we've never seen anymore.
Close to it.
There you go.
New occupation for you, Mikey, if the back doesn't work out.
This Chinese order was, it looks like if you open my fridge now and you just at first glance, you would be like, wow, this guy's really got his shit together. It looks like I meal prepped for like 2 weeks, but it's all, if you looked inside the containers, it's all Chinese food. But it looks like there's two rows of Tupperwares stacked side by side, same exact uniform Tupperware. If someone opened the fridge, they'd be like, wow, this guy really, you know, he's on top of the meal prep game. He's really getting ready. It's like dumplings, fried rice, lo mein, boneless spare ribs, chicken and broccoli, General Tso's chicken. It's actually disgusting. Now, I don't even know what I'm going to do with these leftovers now, because, you know, I feel like I had my time. Like my time was yesterday. And now it's like, what am I?
Well, you can't waste food, Michael.
Yeah, I know that, but I really don't want to do that again, man. Like, you don't understand. Like, I ate like 3 egg rolls yesterday. I had like a follow-up.
The big ones or the tiny ones?
They were average size. They were like this.
That's a good size egg roll.
That are too big.
Yeah, no, no. I'd rather something manageable. And then, you know, of course, you bite it like a hand grenade, and then stick the, you know, the duck sauce in there, or the hot mustard.
The plum sauce.
Yeah, yeah. All that stuff is good, man. All that stuff is good. But I was having trouble breathing last night. You know, it was not easy for me. I was so full, I was having trouble breathing. And then today, I look at those leftovers, and I'm like, you know, it would make sense to eat those leftovers, like, pragmatically, because you don't want food to go to waste. But on the other hand, like, I want to start back on like a routine now. I've been in a funk the last week because of Christmas and everything. The eating, the drinking, all of that is like, it's so over the top. I just want to move past it. But every time I open my fridge, I got a fucking quart of lo mein staring right back.
Well, you should just get rid of, you should eat it sooner than later, because you want to treat it like a band-aid that you could rip it off and then it's just gone.
Yeah.
If you leave it like a week later, or like you have it 3-4 days from now, you're going to feel a lot worse. You might just finish it today and then just move on. And then you don't have to worry about it.
I agree with that. My whole thing is like, do you even go like, I just feel like it's such a waste. Like, even if I go to the gym today and I make it to the gym and then I just eat that Chinese food, I just feel like that's just, I'm just pissing it down the drain.
By the way, there's a few foods that taste almost better the second day than the first. And I would say Chinese food is one of them.
Really? I'm gonna have a big bowl of Chinese food.
He's gonna have a bowl. Yeah, he's gonna have a bowl.
You know why? Because the problem is now we're talking about it, and now I'm thinking how I'm gonna construct. So what I do is I take a big salad bowl with the leftovers, and I just combine everything. I'll put lo mein. I'll put fried rice. I'll put a chicken portion. I'll put dumplings. Then I'll, you know, a assortment of sauce on
a homemade bento box.
Stick it in the microwave, and I mean, there's nothing better than that. Now I'm talking about it, I'm starting to salivate. Which is really another concerning thing.
Joe, very concerning. I sent Mikey my Chinese order last night because I wanted to get on board with it.
Oh, you did Chinese too?
Yeah.
Good for you, Bob. Good
dude,
for
this
you.
Guy.
It doesn't get me in. It just doesn't excite me, though. It just doesn't.
Not like Jersey Chinese, Bob.
Yeah,
New York, metropolitan area Chinese hits different, bro.
Yeah, no, I bet it does. It just doesn't.
What did you get, Bob?
They didn't have crab rangoons. But the order.
What did you order from?
His order, he fed, what was it? He fed the whole family plus more.
I had my parents over, my in-laws, my sister-in-law, and the two kids. So I fed 7 adults and 2 toddlers for $180 with tip.
Wow.
Bob's total for like 6 items was like $160 with.
Where did you order from?
Joe, it's not even the name of a Chinese place. It's called Capital Seafood Beverly Hills.
That's why I saw that and I was like, bro, what is that? Like, if you're ordering from Chinese, it should be like Happy Sun, Panda Springs, you know, you know, Happy Garden, you know,
New Moon,
Jade Flower. You know what I mean? Not. What is the name of the place, Bob?
It's called
Capital Springs.
No, Beverly Capital, Hills. No, not Capital Springs. No. It's called Capital Seafood Beverly Hills.
Capital Seafood Beverly Hills.
Any restaurant with the name Beverly Hills in it, just you might as well fucking take the checkbook out, Bob.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah. Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I started taking AG1 for about a year and a half now. If you're a longtime listener, you know I'm a big AG1 guy. Gut health, my overall immune system, and just to add that extra spark of energy into my day-to-day, which everybody needs that day-to-day energy. I recommend AG1 to all my family and friends because it really does put me in the right mindset, and I know I'm taking the best, finest ingredients, something that I could replace my multivitamin with, came from AG1. Just one scoop does it all for you. You can't go wrong. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. Check it out.
I got the vegetable fried rice, orange chicken, sauteed green beans, which were $20 for sauteed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's obscene, man. I'm sure they were tasty.
Those were good. But
$20?
$20.
Bob, you could buy some bean sprouts and fucking plant your own bean plants for $20. You got beans for the whole year.
But
Bob and the beanstalk.
Bobby Beanstalks.
If you look at these other Chinese places, a lot of them, there's something about these sauteed green beans that.
Oh, spicy ones, yeah.
But they're really good, but all of them have it, and it's priced like a main dish.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I never really was.
I'm telling you, Joe, around here, if you look, all these damn sauteed green beans.
Let me look. Because my place, I don't think it's that much. But that's $20?
You talking fortune cookie?
Fortune House.
That place stinks, though. We've always.
No, it doesn't. I bet you it's better than Capital Seafood.
That sounds like a place that I would order Chinese from, though.
Fortune By the way, House. Mikey, look at this. 4.7 rating star.
There you go.
Wait, hold on. What's that header up top? Are those cookies?
No, that's shumai dim sum, Bob.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got that last night. I got the shrimp and pork shumai.
Let me look.
You couldn't ID that shumai my fun quick enough there, Bob, from that point.
What is it? Green beans, Bob?
I got a weird the sauteed green beans. I got the honey glazed prawns with pecans and melon.
That sounds pretty good though.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Hot braised string beans. Ah, it's not cheap. $17.50.
What the fuck is that? What's up with these shorty things? Where are they getting these string beans from?
But this comes with the cider rice, at least.
Everything comes with a cider rice, though. I don't
understand. Did yours come with a cider rice? Bob's didn't come with a cider rice.
I got more rice in this house, Joe. Forget it.
I had to order that thing on the side.
You had to order rice as well on the side?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't come? They don't give you, like, complimentary white rice?
You know what, Joe? There's a lot of things we're going to lose out on L.A. There's a lot. But the East Coast food, I know it's not Jersey, but the East Coast food.
You're going to do a lot better.
Get back. Yeah, we got to get that back.
I don't know if it's going to do better than L.A. L.A. food's pretty good, Bob.
But you know what, though? You've got really good places in L.A., but you got to go to, like, these really good places, like East Coast, like you could walk around the corner and you could find the spot that just hits.
I agree. In New York or New Jersey, Mike, in that area.
And you don't have to mortgage you don't have to take out a second mortgage to buy lunch.
I agree in that area, but I don't know where we're going, like Jupiter, Florida. I don't know if they're like renowned for their food. They're renowned for their golf. They're renowned for the high prosperity of life.
They got good food.
High prosperity, a high prospect of life or prosperity. What's the Jupiter's
renowned for their high prosperity of life.
Yeah, it's very, very, what's the word I'm looking for?
I think that actually, that's like the town sign when you drive into Jupiter. Population, 2,034 people, the prosperity of life, in quotations, as you pull into Jupiter, Florida. That's their
quality. It's a high quality of life there. It's clean streets. There's no bullshit, no homeless, nothing. It's going to be wonderful.
No. Well, no, he is right, though. It is.
Yeah, Mikey, the homeless in L.A. is a problem. These guys are fucking, they're aggressive.
They are very aggressive.
You know what they did? They threw a router over Showtime's girl, Showtime's fiance, was driving down the highway. Somebody threw a router down the fucking highway.
Wait.
This guy.
A router or a rotor?
A rotor, like a motor rotor. Bob, somebody, you know what I'm talking about.
Somebody threw a rotor at the guy's wife?
At her car, it bounced, went through the windshield, almost killed her. These homeless are out of control now, man.
Bob, I think the preferred nomenclature is the displaced.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I have love for everybody. I give to Salvation Army and Goodwill every year, you know? I have a good heart.
That's an annual thing for you, Joe, that you do?
That's what he tells his CPA anyway, Bob. That's what he tells his accountant at the end of the year. You make any donations? Yeah, sure. I walk down the street. The guy's jingling the bell. I throw a couple bucks in there. Write it off.
Bob, you can write off charitable donations.
Yes, you can.
This guy. Ever since he discovered write-offs, he thinks he's fucking... You know, Bernie Madoff, for all we know. I've never seen anything like it. This guy.
It changes your whole way of thinking, the whole way of living.
Yeah. What, donations or write-offs?
No, tax. It's all a big Ponzi scheme at the end of the day. The government's trying to take everything we have. We're trying to keep as much as we can.
Don't tread on me.
It's like a chess game, Mikey. It's a chess. Like, you don't know. They got to teach you this shit in high school, man.
They should revisit core curriculum that's taught at high schools because
I'm learning trigonometry. I should be learning taxes.
Yeah, I would much rather have been taught some type of fiscal responsibility in high school than learn about, like, you know, taming of the shrew. And, you know, who King Lear was. Like, I got to be honest, like, King Henry IV has never played any kind of a role in my life, but deductibles on my W-2 sure as fuck have. You know what I mean? Like, you know, health benefits. And
what about how to get a mortgage? I mean, like, practical things.
Yeah, bro. Let me tell you something. How to get a mortgage. That's a whole nother. Like, that was like, when I was going through this, I was like, holy shit. When we bought the house, the first time we bought a house, it was like, I was like amazed by how much shit I needed to get in line for that. It's just crazy. And, you know, you're out there on an island. You're playing corner as a rookie against like Randy Moss.
The only thing I will say, though, that I realize, like, when you go to other countries and look, there's some places that, you know, I've enjoyed, but everybody's got to pay to live in this country. Whatever I got to do, whatever I got.
Oh, I agree, Bob.
Whatever I got to do.
But Bob, that doesn't take away from the fact that they could be teaching this to the young generation.
Totally. That's a total different conversation.
Bob is saying you got to pay to play. You got to pay to play. And you want
Bob
play
also now. Doesn't like leaving anywhere. By the way, I heard a rumor that Nicky Diamonds in the last like 5 years hasn't left 20 minutes outside of his vicinity.
That's not true. I mean, he was at the Breezy.
Aside from Atlantic City.
No, we went to the Breezy, New York. We went. That's like an hour. That was like an hour or two.
Has he left the state of New York or New Jersey?
New Jersey.
Yeah, I know, but has he left?
Has he? No.
Ever?
No. Oh, ever? Yeah, ever. Yeah, ever, yes, but not in recent
I would love to find out when the last time he's left the state of like New Jersey or New York was.
Couple things. That sounds like a phone call. I think all the Nicky Diamonds phone calls have to come from Mikey. I like when Mikey narrates the phone calls, and I think Mikey knows how to get the best out of them. But something that I'm texting with Diamonds now, because I was going to bring Diamonds on. Beautiful. Here we go. Hold the phone right here. I was waiting for him to send me his email. Fellas, you still with me?
Is he coming on?
We're gonna bring.
Oh, he's coming on. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's fantastic.
Because the last time we just got the audio,
just the audio.
I agree, and you want to see what he's wearing.
He was running an IG live. So this guy, you know, I don't know if he's available right now.
He's available right now. I was texting him throughout because I wanted him to come on. Because we got a lot to discuss here in regards to the lines.
His Bullapalooza thing that he done? It's been like 3 weeks.
Dude, this guy, right after he started the Bullapalooza, he called me. He goes, you know, I think I've made a large mistake.
He told me
he was going to kill him.
I've been writing down names and bowl selections for 8 hours.
I go, I had thought about doing something similar last year, and then I realized like how fucking insane it would have been.
Well, you think you'd use like an Excel spreadsheet or something.
Or you He's go to like a papers. Host website, or you do like a host website could do it, but it costs money. Like you got to pay for each
he's
player.
He's got leaflet papers that he's writing down all the select. It's outrageous that.
It really, you know what I love? When he starts his Instagram lives, he doesn't talk for the first 5 minutes. It's just him taking out pads of papers, five different cell phones,
gel pens. Paper.
Yeah. And he just he doesn't talk.
He rests the phone on like a ceramic Santa Claus that's on his dining room table. So it's not like he puts it in like a tripod or anything.
Like just so people know the best. How did you meet Nicky Diamonds?
He's a Nutley guy, you know. We're just through the old crew and just, you know, guy from town, you know, and then same group of guys
you
hang out with.
Who knows?
He's our age, Joe. He's closer to our age.
This guy was born in the wrong era, man.
Yeah.
Does he even know how to join the Zoom, Bob?
I don't hear he is.
Yeah, he joined my Zoom for the holiday party thing.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's bring in the big fella himself. Let's give a warm.
He did not connect to audio. That's a shame. Oh, that's not a good start. Not a good start.
I was worried about this.
Hey, buddy.
Nicholas.
Hey, pal.
Oh, we're struggling here. Oh, he's connected.
Good. He's good.
Hey. There he is.
How you guys doing?
What's up?
What a morning.
Sure.
You look stressed out, Diamonds.
Oh, I just had to break the heart of a special young man.
What happened?
He was ousted from a contest I was running. Killed me to do it. I may send him $50.
Is this a Bullapalooza?
It was. It was very
We were just talking about Bullapalooza, how it's been like a rigorous task for you, like weeks of work for you to do this.
Yeah, well, you know what happened? When you're not thinking clearly and you just decide to dive to the deep end of the pool with no swim, completely unprepared for chlorine intake and the fact that you never really learned how to swim in the first place, it'd be a problem.
Joe had a question that we wanted to ask you that I found very interesting that he asked Mikey. Joe, what was the question that you had for Nicky Diamonds?
We were talking about how Bob hates to travel. And I said, I think the only person who doesn't travel, like probably less than Bob, would be yourself. And then we were wondering, when was the last time you actually left the state of New York or New Jersey? And where was it that you went?
October of 2013 during the World Series, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I thought it was Florida.
He knows the exact date.
By the way, that is where he would go, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And I was then asked abruptly to leave the Palm Air Golf Course estate.
So over 10 years, you haven't left the state.
No.
No need. Is there no, I mean, like, would you go to Italy?
Oh, he's thinking about this.
I would. The issue is, you know, the passport, it just seems like so much work. Having to take the photograph and the form and the, it's just so much easier to drive down the parkway.
Nick, you would love Italy. Italy is, I brought Bob. Bob had a great time. No, Bob?
He hosted me in Italy is what he did, Nicky Diamonds.
How did you host in Italy? What do you have?
I was like a personal concierge for this guy. He didn't
what
know
are you, the missing? What are you, the missing Perillo brother?
Diamonds, what we were saying is that as much as these other places, and we were talking about taxes, it's a pay to play situation that, although, you know, taxes and all that stuff sucks. It's pay to play. I'll do whatever I got to do just to live in this country, and so be it.
So what is the question?
I guess come to think of it, I guess there really wasn't.
There isn't one. Bob is just saying how he would jump through many hoops to remain stateside. If he's got to pay taxes, he's got to pay taxes. If he's got to do this, he's got to do that.
Agreed. Look, here's the thing about these other countries. Okay. Now, let me explain something to you. Okay. And remember here where you heard this. So now, I hang out in a lot of these Italian cafes, right? Okay.
Shout out Muggsy's.
All up and down the East Coast. Spend a lot of time with these people, okay? We here, where me and Michael live, call them greenhorns, okay?
Why do you greenhorns?
Yeah, that's correct. That's a term for an old school Italian. You know, off the boat Italian guy.
Not from the U.S., okay?
Correct.
And all they do, now mind you, my mother, Italian woman, little, beautiful, the whole nine yards. I mean, I, most of my life, only would sleep with Italian women. Love the olive. All they do is sit around. They drink their espressos for $3. They'll have one every 45 minutes. None of them seem to have jobs. And all they're doing is talking about how great it is back home. But none of them live there. And what? Okay? They barely have running water. Some of them wiping their ass barehanded. So, I mean, if it's so great, why the fuck are you here?
The valid point.
Yeah, right. Now, again, I don't want to be told, okay, so we're going to go on vacation. It's going to be a great time. Pack your bags for 2 weeks. I got to make it through this shithole country for fucking 2 goddamn weeks.
Here we go.
It's very, very simple. Give me a leather bag, throw it over my shoulder, and 72 hours, I'd like to be home in my chair.
Yeah, but Diamonds, maybe there is things even, you know, within the States for you to explore. Maybe you head up to the mountains for a weekend. Maybe you come out and visit the boys. Like, there are things within the States for you to come see.
Within the States, I would do some traveling. I have spoken about this topic with Princess Smoo for a short period of time now. We're considering about possibly doing some traveling within the year.
Wow. So, where's the list of destinations? Where are you?
Cape May County, New Jersey.
I hear
LBI,
Between June and September, I heard Wildwood is on fire. But honestly, you know, you mentioned something. It's a big thrill of mine, or a perceived thrill for me to see Wyoming.
Wow. Would you go to Vegas?
What are you going to do in Wyoming?
Believe it or not, I'm a scenery guy, you know?
Wow.
You say the mountains. I'd love to get out there. I'd love to maybe go to some of the national parks. Joe asked about Vegas. I'm going to Vegas in March.
Whoa.
You know, I've been to Vegas many times. You know, I have quietly gotten around years back. But then what happens is we all settle into, you know, perhaps there's been spent a lot of time in your country, Joe, over in Montreal there. Sir Winston.
That's a great. No, that's Winston Churchill is
Sir Winston Britain. Churchill's on St. Catherine.
Oh, yeah. Montreal is, I've only been once, but it's a wonderful place. It's very old school, like European. It's got a lot of European influence.
story for another time. Bottom floor, Sir Winston Churchill's, summer of 2005, hand release on the dance floor, back wall. High five Canadian men who hadn't worn deodorant since Christ left Chicago.
Guys, I'm gonna leave you this, and I really want to know, because I've been thinking about it for some time, and the guys agree too. I think what we want to do is weekly bring you in for your own segment if you have the time to do so.
He's a busy man.
5 minutes. We know you're a busy man. Keep you then on your way. And as much as we've been thinking about a segment, I wanted to kind of ask you, is there something that you want to get off your chest weekly, or is there something that you have in mind to come on the show weekly?
Well, look, first of all, I am loyal to you and Joseph and Michael. You guys are my friends. You have me at your disposal. I would love to come on weekly. I have no problem, you know, letting your listeners, you know, get a different view of the world. And maybe the way that it should be. And I'm here to elicit laughter and give people the broad strokes of what life could really be about.
Okay. You know what, Diamonds? I think you're just the man for that. So I think what we want to see in the comments section, and that we'll really brainstorm, is what do we bring on Nikki Diamonds? What does that segment look like? A good power five. And then we have you on your way. And, you know, it's something we look forward to. But before, you know, anything, let's send it over to Joey D. Joey D's got his hand up.
I said that last week, and I told Nick this, but he didn't believe it. We actually cracked the top 100 for a podcast. And by the way, the Diamonds was in the title and had a segment. I don't think that was any coincidence. I think people are absolutely enthused and almost like bewildered to hear more of your stories. I think you add a fun element. If we could get a segment from you, I think it's going to be great.
Well, you know, Joseph, listen, your friend Nicholas McGuinness has always danced on multiple sides of life. So there's a lot of wisdom and a lot of stories to be told, some of which I will tell on air, some of which I could, you know, you may have to holster a couple of them. Run-ins with the law, run-ins late of the evening.
See, that's my only concern is, and at least we have the ticket, is Diamonds running on a hot mic is, and I love you, Diamonds, and yeah, there's nobody I'd rather give the ball to. But any live type of appearances or a hot mic to me is a little bit scary. And I think you could understand where I'm coming from that. Mikey, I think you too could understand where I'm
coming from. Nick carries himself like a gentleman in situations where he knows he has to. He always does. He always does.
I take umbrage with that, Mr. Berger. And let me, if I tell you that you are my friend, as someone who is very in tune with the reactions of society, if you believe that I would ever put a friend in jeopardy, well then my friend, you are mistaken.
That reassures me a lot.
It makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. Good.
Now, with that being said, I don't give a flying fuck. Never, ever. But Robert, I said something a couple of weeks ago during Michael's cocktail party. I have a tremendous respect and admiration for the hard work you put in, and I would never jeopardize that in any capacity whatsoever.
Wow. Man of class.
Tell you what, Nikki Diamond. So here's what we're going to do. And we appreciate you coming on. We're going to cook something up, fire some ideas our way. We're going to see it in the comment section. I agree with Joe. I think there's it's no coincidence that we made the top 100, that we're back in the top 100 with Nikki Diamonds coming on the show last week. with Nikki Diamonds in the title. So, Nikki Diamonds, we're going to have you on your way. We love you. We appreciate you. And we look forward to now seeing you weekly here on the Brilliantly Dumb
Show. Wow. Special.
Great. Well, John, I'm on my way to Atlantic City, and it just great thrill to hear this. And I love you dearly.
We love you too, Nicholas. What
after that? We love you, Nikki Diamonds. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. And
this
there
guy goes. Is
into the wind.
Something to consider. I mean, the hot mic thing always scared me a little bit.
Nah, but he won't do it. He won't do that.
Yeah, because he had said some things which is like, oh boy.
Yeah, I know, but that's on like his own. That's like his doing his own thing. He wouldn't do that here. He wouldn't.
Okay. Then maybe let's see what the comments say. We'll see. What segment do you want to hear? Is it a gambling type segment? What is it out of Nikki Diamonds? Fellas, without further ado, let's get on into our buy or sell of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you not liked? And Joey D, we will start with you, pal.
I'm going to sell something that Mikey's previously bought, and I realize he bought it, but I have to still sell it regardless.
Why?
Because it's awful. Okay. It's not good. It was a bad buy. You sure. know, we've sure. all had bad segments. Mm. The Zen part of the YouTube TV for Sunday football is awful.
Bobby, I made that. I didn't full on buy that. That wasn't a full buy. No, it wasn't.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was a buy.
No. No,
I would like.
I think I bought the Sunday ticket and the experience overall, but I don't think I specifically said that's my buy. We got to go to the videotape on that.
You might have to go to Bone.
I'm throwing the challenge flag there. I didn't buy.
I'm pretty sure he bought it, Bob.
Yeah, challenge flag.
Challenge flag is out. We're gonna have to go to Bone for that.
He'll have his.
But continue, Joe. Continue.
It's like you have if you're going toggling through like we do the four screen. Game on the TV. We're watching the games at Bob's on Sunday. Great thing. And then it's just like a lot of action coming to you. You got the, you know, and you change from TV to TV. All of a sudden, it sounded like I was in a Korean spa. Yeah. And it's just like the Zen thing. And I'm not in that mood. Like I'm hyped up. Fucking boys are ready. We're trying to hit, you know, the second half picks. And like all of a sudden this 5 minutes of Zen comes on. It's just there's no need for it.
You know what it sounds like to me? 2024. I think you should do a little meditation. I think you would be served well with a little it sounds like you're very high strung.
Nicole tries to get me to meditate.
You see, I think you should heed that advice.
I respect the meditation thing, but what am I gonna sit there with my thoughts?
Well, yeah, yes. That's exactly what you're gonna yes, do.
That's right. Breathing exercises.
You know who did that was the McCarthy yesterday in the
Bronx. Look how it served him.
By the way, I will say, I do think it's a little bit for show as well. I think there's a little.
You think
bit,
so?
Bob's not buying into the meditation. Yeah, there you go.
Like the grounding of the grounding.
Like people before. Swear by that stuff, man. Yeah. I feel like I've walked around barefoot plenty of times. It's done nothing for me. I feel like half my life I walk around barefoot in the house, outside, you know, got to run, get the newspaper.
I will say you walk through a nice pile of grass, like a dewy grass, like with no shoes on, it feels good.
When's the last time you did that, Joey? Dave?
Nice pile of dewy grass.
Sounds wet to me. It sounds a little uncomfortable.
No, it tingles your toes.
Maybe meditation ain't the worst thing for you, Joey D. I mean, something that I would get into, I'm not opposed to like a hot yoga type deal.
All right. Mm. Here's the thing. Maybe I'll take Mikey's, I'll take that, you know, his suggestion with a grain of salt. Just don't give it to me during football Sunday when I'm on my highest of highs and like the energy's through the roof. It just throws you off. Bob, you agreed with me, no? Well, and it wasn't like for 10 seconds. It was like a whole commercial, like segment dedicated to the Zen.
We go so back and forth on YouTube TV with them taking over Sunday Ticket this year. And I think people thought it was a bit where like we would buy and sell. But at least I certainly bought and sold a lot with it. But it's such a, I mean, it takes over your whole day. And there has been so many things that I like, so many things that I don't like. Like, again, Joe, we saw it this weekend when we went to get to the afternoon games. It takes them a while to get the afternoon games up on the box. And I don't want to keep buying or selling, but it's a big part of the Sunday.
Yeah.
It does, Mikey. When you
because sometimes the games they have to switch over on the cable channel.
So but you're talking about it takes them a while to pop the games up on YouTube TV in the combo
for the afternoon
spots.
Yeah, the combos.
Not in because individually you could go watch it.
Yes. Correct. The combos.
Yeah, you know, I gotta say this, and I really try to avoid watching multiple games at once. Like, I appreciate what Red Zone did and the pioneer job that it did, and I get it, but I really do like to lock into one game whenever possible. That's why I enjoy Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football to a degree, because I like just having, like, Sunday afternoon, I was in that exact spot. All my plays that I put out Sunday afternoon, 4 out of 5, by the way, all the plays I put out on Sunday afternoon for the 1 o'clock window, Joe, they were all my plays were going off at once, and it wasn't really enjoyable. It was so anxiety riddled. I was so anxiety riddled having to try and chase all these games around and try and see, well, this one's a commercial. Well, this combo, fun. This four combo doesn't include the other game that I need. By the way, they should fix that. That's the one thing they should
fix. You should hand select whatever. Customize.
Yes.
The I'm going to give them a grace period because it's their first year.
It's the first year.
But sure.
I bet you next year they got it.
Next year you should just pick a window.
Yes.
Like they did that with Sunday Ticket with the DirecTV. You could hand select which game you wanted in which window.
But you couldn't put it all in a quad box.
Yeah,
though. Yeah
we did it. Bob and
on
I.
On the dish?
No, on the computer all the time. But you could do the USB into the TV.
Okay.
So you could have it on the big screen.
Okay.
But what I do like about YouTube TV is they integrate the Red Zone, which you never had before inside of that quad box. So that is always one of the segments. But then it's like you have to pick based on what games you're on.
Yeah, and then but your Red Zone's got to be on a stream, not on cable. Because if I have Red Zone cable on, it's ahead of the stream.
No,
and
it's
then
in
everything
the YouTube
gets
TV.
Spoiled.
It's in the YouTube
TV. I know. I'm just saying, like, that's kind of what ruined Red Zone for me.
Mikey.
Was because if I'm streaming, Red Zone was ahead because it's on cable.
I get that.
They kind of ruined Red Zone for me.
YouTube TV's first year with Sunday Ticket, what grade are you giving it?
I'd give it a decent grade.
8.4 out of 10.
Yeah, I think an 8.1, 8.2. I think it's pretty good.
I got to be honest, I didn't experience any buffering. I always experience buffering and issues with buffering with the old one, with the Sunday Ticket app. I thought the layout was very user-friendly on YouTube, right on the home screen. It automatically comes right up on the home screen. You didn't really have to dig for it. And I did use the quad box and the three box. I thought that was cool. I thought it was easy to navigate, to change the volume. All you got to do is just arrow over to whatever game, and then that sound will pipe in. I thought that was good. Yeah, I'd say a mid eight. And I think they could bump it close to a 10 if they do that customizable box.
You know? I think too, for us, even with the Brownlee Dumb Show on YouTube and even Bob Sports on YouTube, when YouTube TV bought Sunday Ticket, I was happy because it brings more people to YouTube. And I think that some of it transfers over to what we do. Yeah.
Hey, YouTube's
they should
not going anywhere
they should get
soon,
rid of
Bob.
They should get rid of the Zen segment and just put clippets of our show in spot of the
I
Zen
think that'd
thing.
Be spectacular. Yeah. I think it'd be there. Spectacular. No, but the only thing – Mikey, the only bad thing with the YouTube TV is because it is slightly delayed, like maybe five seconds or ten, maybe a little bit.
I think the delay is shorter on YouTube.
Yes, it is. Will watch on his phone and will know sometimes what's happening. And I'm trying to get him to put the phone down for like a 5 second delay. It's really not worth ruining the play and the experience because he'll be like, oh, they got the first down. And I'm like, they haven't hit the ball yet, Bob.
You're talking about a man who was hiding on his porch last night, on his balcony, as Alabama was playing Michigan because he didn't want to watch a third down. You're talking about that level of sickness, and he was having Jet give him sign language signals of what down it was through the patio door.
Mikey, remember with the Yankee games against the Red Sox? It was a regular season game, and I wouldn't be able to watch the TV. I would have to have you talk me through the inning.
Yes, you know, I remember. John Lewizica specifically. I remember him closing a game. It was a very tight game. For whatever reason, that game sticks out.
A regular season game too. Yeah, it's natural. It's natural. You're right, Joe. It's not worth it. And I got to stop with that. You know what that is?
Hand up accountability.
That's a 2024 resolution.
Say hand up accountability. No, well, but my resolution was to my screen time to go lower a little bit.
Good luck on that one, Bob.
That's some serious doubt there.
That
was a sinister chuckle out of Joe there, man.
That's like me saying my 2024 resolution is get a six pack. I mean, like, let's have a little bit less lofty resolution there, Bob.
You know what we should do, like he was thinking about? Yeah, it's a lofty goal. With the really dumb show, how funny would it be if just one next year during the NFL season, we literally just pay for one ad during a football game for the Brilliant Dumb Show? Like, we do like a Brilliant Dumb Show ad and, like, you know, watch the Brilliant Dumb Show. We create like the most ridiculous ad. And I think whatever money it would be, Lord knows it would be a lot. There's no way it wouldn't be worth
it. I agree. Just to say we have it, fuck it.
It'd be hysterical.
Just a bucket.
Can we add Perez on it too?
Yeah, you watching the Bears game and Mikey V pops up to tell you to come subscribe to the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Mm. Yes. You know?
It's like one of those cheap commercials for like the seal tape that they put on the and they just smash it on. There's like a guy.
If you order within the next 10 minutes, you'll receive a second roll of Ultra Seal for $19.99. That's like if you order within the next 10 minutes.
It's like Old Faithful, just a geyser. The guy takes a piece of tape and just smashes it, yeah, and it's sealed forever.
He's good, that guy. He's real good. He's real good.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Buy or sell? I'm going sell. Hard sell. I think this guy used to be the man, and now I just think he has acted like a total prick and so unprofessionally. I know people love to jump on Russell Wilson and give him a lot of shit, but the way Sean Payton has treated the whole thing in Denver and the way that – I mean, you're supposed to protect your quarterback. He took in his I think he was in a presser or something. He took no accountability for anything that happened this year. And I just think he's treated Russell Wilson so unfairly. And yeah, they gave him an absurd contract, but he hasn't protected him at all. He's taken no accountability. And I just think he's looked like such a prick. And I used to love him when he was on the Saints, and him and Drew Brees together was awesome. I think he's been horrible.
You just had to put the hand up. That's all you had to do.
Yeah, he's not. He's clearly, you don't watch the show. He's got no hand
up. He's been such a prick with the way that he's handled the whole Russell Wilson thing.
That whole thing with the, you know, benching him for financial just a total. That entire trade was just an epic fail. It was just an epic fail, start to finish for Denver. Yeah, they won a couple games this year. They certainly looked a lot better at times this year. But all in all, what they gave up to get him, I mean, that's a fail. That trade's a fail. And then what they gave up to get Peyton, and, you know, now it's like they're choosing Peyton over Russell, which, you know, I get it. The coach has longevity. Coach isn't going to get hurt for a full season. You know, I get that. But just the whole thing, the way it was handled, is just a nightmare. Just a nightmare.
Oh, God. I mean, they're going to be set back for a long, long time.
Yep.
All the more reason to be very excited for what's going on in Chicago.
Sure.
About what's going on in Chicago, Joey.
I'm very excited. Very excited.
Well, I hope it takes a week off because this week the Packers need to win to make the playoffs.
That's going to be something. Sunday's going to be something. It's going to be.
Mikey V's going to be talking a lot of shit. I'm already ready for it.
I'm not going to talk any shit. Joe, I'm going to say the normal things.
You already put a story up about this week the Bears have to win to take out the Packers.
I did not put. What story was that, Joe? I didn't put anything up like that. I did
put up. I'm pretty sure you put a story up.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong. Pretty sure you're wrong.
Maybe not with that exact verbiage, but you said win this week against our rivals or something like that.
I don't believe I did that, Joe. I don't believe that.
It's hard to keep track with all these Bears stuff that you've been posting lately. We actually had a fun back and forth text, me and Mikey V. He said we could. He said, you want to hear this, Bob? This is a good one. Hold on. Where's Mikey V here? Where's Bear Down? Cracked me.
Sure.
It's not a bad thing. You didn't do it. If you did something bad, you think I would air it out?
No. I don't do bad things.
Well, yeah, that's up to that.
Purposely.
Yeah, we all do bad things sometimes.
Right. Not intentionally.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Bear down, cuz.
Oh, this is good, Joe.
It's good. He said to me, You ready for this? We got a lot of texting going back
Jesus
and forth.
Right. No, come on, man. Come on.
Dead air.
I mean, I don't know now. I can't see it. Oh, here we go. He said, Vikings are terrible.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, they do stink.
They stink.
I'm sure all of Bears Nation will be wanting to play spoiler next week.
That's right.
He said, that's correct.
Yeah.
I said, your guys' Super Bowl next week. He said, that's correct. The Bears are in the driver's seat. It's insane. Team looks amazing. I said, I don't think you guys can make the playoffs, though. He goes, no, we can't. It's purely about knocking you out. I said, so you're not in the driver's seat.
I meant driver's seat for the organization moving forward. They're in the driver's seat. They have the number one overall pick.
He just went off, are you on a smigzy?
I said that to you. Yeah. Because I was like, did he not understand what I meant? Because I meant driver's seat for the future. But anyway.
I think Mikey thinks I'm permanently in the cloud sometimes.
Yes.
Fair.
Yes.
That's tough. Yes.
Mikey V.
I mean, you know, not all the time, Joe, but a lot of, yeah, that was confusing to me. Buy or sell from me. I'm going to buy it, and it hasn't even happened yet, and I'm buying it because of how awful it was this year. I'm buying the expanded college football playoff without even experiencing it yet because of how bad these other bowl games have been. I mean, I watched my team play in a no contest game the other night because they didn't have a backup quarterback prepared. The opt-outs, Florida State opted out 27 players against Georgia. Like, a lot of people, their complaint is that the regular season games won't mean as much. Like, they're not life or death games. And I'm kind of on that bandwagon and bandwidth with you guys. I'm on that wavelength with you guys. But at the same time, to be able to get meaningful games again at the end of the year, playoff games, bowl games that actually mean something, and the teams are both going to play at full strength, I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it already because this bowl season has been absolutely saved. The semifinal games blew out the competition. They were the best I've ever seen.
Unbelievable.
Overtime game, last second chance for Texas last night, even though the game went to like fucking 1 a.m. Those games were great. But the bowl season in general is just, it's been deteriorating year after year, more meaningless and meaningless unless you play in the playoff. Next year, I think I'm buying it already because of how bad it was this year. I'm buying that expanded playoff. It's going to be so much better next year. It's going to be incredible. Right.
And you know the players too. Just, by the way, very hard to bet too because you don't know who's going to show up.
Impossible. Impossible.
Wisconsin was airing the ball out yesterday. Like they're a fucking.
Wisconsin was scoring points yesterday. Wisconsin scored more points in that LSU game, I think, than they scored all season.
And we had
I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. Bob was spreading that under out. First thing in the morning.
And then Oregon came out and Liberty scored a touchdown on them right out of the gate. And I was like, are you fucking, is this really going to, and then Bo Nix, I really placed that bet because of Bo Nix. I'm like, there's no way Bo Nix isn't going to blow this fucking
Wisconsin
team out.
Wisconsin thing, it was like I was watching a Texas Tech game. I mean, they were just
Yeah. I mean, and LSU didn't have Jaden Daniels. So LSU didn't have their quarterback. So they were slow out of the gate, which is what I expected against a decent Wisconsin defense. But then you got Wisconsin's quarterback just air raid offense all of a sudden for Wisconsin. I mean, the bowl season was abysmal. It was abysmal. And next year, 12-team playoff, it's going to be,
awesome.
Just think about what it would have been to watch full-strength Florida State, full-strength Georgia, full-strength Ohio State, full-strength Penn State. Like, Penn State took the day off against fucking Ole Miss. They were awful. They took the day. Like, it's trash. Like, it's just trash. Yeah. And next year we won't have to worry about that. I think it's going to be incredible.
Yeah. That DJ ukulele now is with Florida State now.
This guy's dipping his toes everywhere. He's sampling it out all.
Clemson, Oregon, Florida, everywhere.
All right, boys, let's head on over. Top
five. Good segue. It's a good segue.
Yeah, this top five I threw out is going to be top five college quarterbacks. Your favorite college quarterback. So it's not the best. Oh,
well, that changes things then.
But that was always the case, no?
Oh, I thought you just said top five college quarterbacks of all time.
No.
Okay, all right. I read it wrong. Take a second,
because I could have sworn I put top five favorite, not the best college.
How's top five all-time college football quarterbacks?
That's exactly what I put.
Mikey.
That's hand up. That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. Hand up.
That's the slow one.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Because I would immediately have to eliminate one of these guys off my list because I hate him.
Can you make the?
I don't hate him. Hate's a very strong.
Baker Mayfield.
I just like him stronger. But how about me showing him respect though? How about that?
It's Baker Mayfield.
I'm a man. I do respect. I'm not like a total jackass. Yeah. I do respect greatness. I just don't happen to like him. I'm sure in person he's a nice guy.
Can you do top five of your favorite?
Could I?
That switch.
Sure.
Baker's immediately out.
Yeah, Baker's out. Baker's out. He was my honorable mention. He didn't crack my five, but he was my honorable mention. But now he's completely out. And Baker, I apologize.
I got a guy in there that I can't stand now. But
I know it's Cam Newton.
Yeah, I
know you two guys, man. You're too easy to read.
But as time went on, I learned that. How about him on his podcast just burying every single quarterback that plays for the NFL now because he's not in the NFL?
Oh, ridiculous.
He's a ridiculous baby, man.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
All right, top five of your favorite college football quarterbacks. Michael, I appreciate you making the audible. I appreciate you making the adjustment. No problem. At number five, I'm going to go RG3. Baylor was just the man. I guess you could say somewhat recent. RG3 at five. Number four, I got Cam Newton. Again, that didn't age well, but at the time, college football, Cam Newton was the man. Number three, Joe Burrow. Loved the transfer story. That LSU team was incredible. I didn't think anybody would ever be able to top the season that he had, and he's just the man. Number two, one of the most exciting guys there's been, Johnny Manziel at two, was just an absolute blast. And then number one, I'm going to go with Vince Young. Vince Young, to me, was one of the most entertaining college quarterbacks. I loved the guy. That Rose Bowl game was unbelievable. Give me Vince Young at one. Joey D, we head over to you.
I'm going to go at a five slot. I'm going to put Johnny Manziel, friend of the program. Johnny Football took over. It seemed like he took over college football that one year. It was unbelievable, fucking electrifying. At number four, I'm going to put Joe Burrow. This guy just – I remember talking to Bob, and they were facing – was it Alabama, Bob, or Clemson that they faced? And Bob was like, just trust Joe Burrow is going to win. I think it was Clemson.
It was Clemson.
Yeah. It was against Trevor Lawrence.
The national championship game was Clemson.
And I was like, Bob, this Clemson team with Trevor Lawrence, they just don't lose. He's like, it was in your old apartment, Bob. Remember, he said, trust.
They should have lost to Ohio State in the semifinal. Joe Burrow.
He goes, this Joe Burrow is going to lead us to – and he was sensational. Like, I mean, he was unbelievable all of his collegiate career. So Burrow at four. I got Vince Young at three. That Rose Bowl game to this day against USC – maybe the best football game I have ever watched. This weekend, there was a couple that rivaled. It was pretty fucking good football this yesterday, too. But that Rose Bowl was unbelievable. Number two, Michael Vick, man. This guy was unbelievable. Just sensational talent. Like, and obviously translated into the NFL. Guy was unbelievable to watch. And at number one, people like him, people don't like him. You can't deny what he did in college football. Tim Tebow, for me, is number one. And I think he deserves to be there. I really do. I mean, the guy just was – he was just outerworldly good in fucking college football. And I like the whole backdrop to the story. Obviously, it didn't pan out for him really in the NFL. But for college, this guy was as good as it gets, man.
I just couldn't have him on there as a Hurricane fan. But I think he's probably the best college football player I think I've ever seen or the most dominant. But yeah,
incredible.
Andy guy couldn't have
guy had it all, man. The guy had it all.
Yeah. Okay, Mikey V, what you got for us?
Number five, I got VY, Vince Young. That game against that national championship game and that run that Texas went on with him. That USC team, a lot of people, you know, you got to remember that USC team, it was almost a
NFL team.
A cold hard fact that people were assuming they were just gonna win the national title again, and Vince Young single-handedly. Texas defense made some stops, but Vince Young won that game. Number four, Mike Vick. Mike Vick, for me, absolute fan favorite, I think, but a dominant college player kind of changed the way people thought about how college players could play. Although you could say that about like Tommy Frazier from Nebraska, another prolific runner, but Mike Vick at four. I got Cam Newton at three. Cam Newton, that year for Auburn, I mean, I know he only played 1 year. He may actually have been higher for me had he played more than 1 year. But the 1 year that he was there, he was as dominant as a quarterback as I've ever seen. I don't know if I've ever seen somebody more dominant at the position. So Cam Newton at three. Number two, let's see, I'm going to audible now a little bit. Number two, you could go ahead and give me Sam Bradford from Oklahoma. I think wow. Sam Bradford, when he was there, saved his injuries late in his career. Sam Bradford was as good of a college quarterback as I've ever seen, ever, in terms of the throws he could make. You got to remember how highly touted he was coming out. He was unbelievable to me. And then number one, I agree with Joe, is Tim Tebow. I think Tim Tebow was the quintessential, if you could take one guy and you want him on your team for college football, not professional, college football, Tim Tebow is that guy. Like, this is a guy who will die on the field before he would rather die than lose a game. I really honestly believe that. Tim Tebow, number one.
I like it. I like it. Joey D, honorable mention.
Honorable mention, I'm going to put Baker Mayfield. I think, honestly, friend of the program, but that aside, what he did with Oklahoma was pretty special. I know Mikey V, he ruffled some feathers with that.
That was my honorable mention.
With the flag, but he was unbelievable, and I think he deserves to be, at the very least, in an honorable mention slot.
I might pronounce the name wrong. Michael Penix Jr.
Penix, yeah.
Penix. That's tough. That's really tough. That's really tough.
The old Penix.
That's really tough.
Yeah. My.
This guy's just a god, man.
He is.
He's the real deal.
Bob, just stop. You're calling him Penix at Costanza. That's tough.
That Penix is a stud Penix, man. Yeah, that's Penix. A stud Penix, man. Yeah. I tell you.
Unbelievable.
Big old Penix.
You see Penix last night. He really had a fucking
Penix really Penix. He really raised his stock last night. He's going sky high in this next draft.
Mikey, video over to you.
You know what? I don't agree with the off the. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to pivot off that too. Fuck that. I'll take an Ohio State guy as my honorable mention since I didn't have any. Give me JT Barrett as my honorable mention. Guy never lost to Michigan, won a national title, won a ton of games. Just he was one of my favorite players to watch, clutch player. I'll take JT Barrett as my honorable. People rip me for it, but you said favorite. So
I mean, you're not going to get ripped the way I just did after the Michael Penix thing.
So that's true.
Bob left Tim Tebow off his list.
Yeah. I told you why, though. I told you why.
Why? You don't like him?
Because he's a Miami
Hurricane guy.
Hurricane fan, so I'm always rooting against the Gators.
That must have been a tough few years there for you, Bob.
It's been a tough few decades. I mean, they'll never, ever be back.
Harbaugh at the post-game press conference said that J.J. McCarthy is not only the greatest quarterback in Michigan history, but the greatest college football quarterback in history.
What? It's
number one, you had Tom Brady.
Better than Tom Brady?
Tom Brady wasn't as prolific in college, obviously, as he was as a pro, but to say that this guy's the best quarterback in college. I mean, I get it. You're backing your guy, but that's such an outlandish take that I almost think it does reverse good for you.
Like that, you're going to have to take Michigan to win the whole thing now, no?
I can't. You know why? Because I keep betting against Washington and they keep fucking winning. That's why.
You got to get
every time.
You're going against Michigan.
I had Texas last night. I had Texas, man. Every time I pick Washington just.
You told me you were going to take Washington, then you flip-flopped.
I flipped, yeah. So Washington, I think Washington is going to give Michigan some problems with that offense, man. I mean, if Penix plays the way he played last. Now, you know why Michigan.
He's going to be under duress.
Michigan could win that game. Yeah, but that Washington O-line is a lot better than Alabama's O-line. A lot better than that. But we'll lose the game for Washington, in my opinion, is the coaching. I think that coach could blow that game. Some of his decision-making, play calling. Harbaugh, I think, is better suited. So if they lose the game, I think it'll be because of coaching. But
What's the opening line?
Four and a half right now.
Four and
Michigan,
a half.
Four and a half. Yep.
That it would be
Michigan's going to win by like 10.
You think so?
They're the best team in the country.
Yeah.
I'm not a Michigan guy, but I just sometimes you just got to acknowledge the facts, and I know you guys, I know both you guys hate
I don't them. Know what I don't know what Bama was doing last night with
what
that last
play call. Was that? He ran right into the freaking line.
Just insane. Just insane. Just insane.
All eyes on Michael Penix.
And all eyes.
All eyes on Michael Penix. Folks, put on into those comments. What do you want to see? Do we do the Nikki Diamonds? Yeah, the Nikki Diamonds segment. Do you give Nikki Diamonds the ball for 5 minutes?
What do we call the segment?
That's what we want to know. That's what we're going to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. Love you, boys. Happy New Year. We'll see you next time.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.